November 30, 1930. The reason why God is not known and loved, because they think that he is the God far away from creatures, while he is the inseparable one. How the divine will draws the soul, and she draws the divine fiat into herself. I was doing my round in the creation, to follow the acts that the divine fiat does in the created things. And as I arrived at Eden, it seemed to me that my lovable Jesus was waiting for me to be able to communicate to me the love, the goodness, the sanctity, the power in everything he did in creating man, pouring all of himself into him, to the point of filling him completely with himself and with his divine qualities, but so much, to the point of overflowing outside, giving him the task, as the highest honor for man, to avail himself of his love, goodness, sanctity and power in order to carry out his life in the very goods of the one who had created him. I felt as though soaked with the divine qualities, and my sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, man was created to be inseparable from God. And if he is not known and loved, it is precisely because they think that God is the being far away from man, as if we had nothing to do, either he with us, or God with him. To believe him far away causes God to be dispersed from man, and everything I had in creating him, our very divine qualities, remain weakened, suffocated and, for many, as if they had no life. While our divinity is not far away, but close, even more, inside of man, and in all his acts we are actors and spectators. Therefore, our sorrow is great in seeing that the creatures consider us and believe that we are far away from them, and therefore they neither know us nor love us. To think of us as far away is the deadly iron that kills the love of the creature toward the Creator. Distance breaks any friendship. Who can ever think of loving, of knowing and of hoping from a faraway being? No one. And we are forced to repeat, we are with them, inside of them, and it seems that they do not know us. And while their love, their will, by not loving us, are far away from us, they say that we are far away from them. And this is the reason for which some, who have read my intimacies with you, have reached the point of doubting. It is precisely this, because they think that I am the faraway God, and being far away, so many intimacies between you and me could not take place. Now, my daughter, do you want to know who makes God be felt alive in the heart of the creature? My will reigning in her. In fact, not giving life to the human will, my fiat makes her feel, vividly, its love, its power, its goodness and sanctity that run in all the acts of the creature. For her there isn't the faraway God, but the God who is close and primary life of her life and of all her acts. Therefore, the living in my divine will maintains the vigor of all the goods that we gave to man in creating him, and makes of him the throne of God and his glory, where he dominates and reigns. After this, I continue to follow everything which, admirable and sublime, the divine fiat has done in creation. And I said to myself, I want to enter into the sun in order to find the divine will operating in its light, so as to give to it all the beauty, the purity, the holiness, the power, which a human will operating in its light can contain. I want to enter into the azure heavens in order to embrace it and give it my will operating in the vastness of the heavens, in the multiplicity of the stars, to give it the glory, the love of a heaven, and many profound acts of adoration for as many as are the stars. And so I followed all created things. But while I was doing this, a thought told me, created things do not have reason, they are veils which hide that fiat which, with its divine reason, more than if they had reason, dominates them with its power, maintains the perfect balance, and adores, loves, glorifies itself by itself. But while I was thinking of this, my beloved Jesus, making himself seen, clasped me in his arms and, all tenderness, told me, my little daughter of my divine volition, my will is one, and even though it has the belocating virtue and it belocates at each instant, in each thing, in each act, in such a way that all can have it as act and life of their own, however, it never loses its unity, It is always one, and with its one strength it maintains, wherever it reigns, the union, the harmony, the order, the communication, the inseparability, and holds everything enclosed within itself inside one single act. The act is one, my will is one, but it extends everywhere, leaving not even one atom of the things created without its operating and vivifying life. Ah! Yes, they are just veils that hide it. My will veils itself with light, and extending in the sun, it keeps molding the creatures with its light, it embraces them, it kisses them, it warms them, it loves them. It extends in the heavens, and makes itself all eyes for as many as are the stars, in order to watch them. And their meek twinkling are silent voices, as if very softly it called the creatures to the celestial fatherland. It pours itself into the air, and filling it completely, it makes itself their breath, and blowing over them, it makes itself be breathed and gives them life. In all created things it runs toward the creatures to give them many distinct effects, to offer them its love, the life, the preservation. Yet one is the act, one is the will that fills heaven and earth. Now, my daughter, one who does my will and lives in it, when she does her acts, draws into herself all the acts of my fiat, which it has done and continues to do. And my will draws the creature in her act into its act. So, by virtue of its one will, it draws her into the heavens, into the sun, into the air, in everything. And do you know what happens then? No longer does one single divine reason and will fill heaven and earth, but another reason and will, human, which, dissolving within the divine reason and will, remains, one can say, as the veil of the created things, but a veil that has reason and will, though sacrificed and identified with the divine reason and will. And then it happens that my fiat is no longer alone in loving, honoring and glorifying itself in the created things, but there is another will, human, that loves it, adores it, glorifies it, as heavens, as sun, as air. In sum, it is present everywhere and in each distinct thing in which my will reigns. So, just as my divine will draws the human will into itself and into its acts, to make itself be loved, adored and glorified with its own love, adoration and glory, in the same way, the creature who wants to live but of my will draws into herself all the acts done by it, and it makes itself be loved and sanctified, as a divine will knows how to love and sanctify, which extends its heaven, forms its sun. In sum, it continues its divine art, just as it started it and is continuing it in the creation. Do you see, then, what it means to do my divine will? And not doing it means to lose its heaven, its sun, its air, its seas of grace, its divine art. Therefore, always in it do I want to find the daughter of my divine will. Fiat.